course, was quite a guy, and I think he could speak on any historical subject at the drop of a hat. I took South American history from him, and I think he was two pages ahead of us in the book. And he made notes as he went on 3x5 cards, and then he stashed those away, and the next time he had to teach, all he did was bring out those 3x5 cards, and he was in business again. And another one, too, that came in later was Sister Noella, who was one of my favorites from Catholic Central, and she came here, and she was really an excellent history teacher. She was wonderful. And that's all I can think of right now.
I was talking to him about the article. I always remember Lou Klingman walking into the room, taking off his coat, throwing it. And he just had no anger, so he just threw it. So that was the entry to
and the bell. And the bell would ring, and we'd all go out on the back porch and have a cigarette.
Yeah.
And I think the cigarettes did end Louis Klingman. But
Sister Brunetta was the person who trained most of us. Now, you know, she did some different things in those days. And I remember a lot of people who kind of poo-pooed many of her methods. But you know what? They've come back. And I can still say, aha, I knew that. Sister Brunetta did it just that way, especially when it came to teaching children reading.
George LaMountain came at Ken's recommendation when suddenly a vacancy developed in the psychology department. And he was one of a cut. You would never find another George LaMountain. He was the most well-rounded person in his intellectual life that we had at the time. And his intellect was keen. So was his tongue. At faculty meetings, he took it upon himself to respond very often to things that were not too carefully articulated or too logically stated. And he frightened many people, but he was good at heart and very, very hard working. He'd be over at night working in his office and responding in print to things that would come out. You would find his George F.J. LaMountain in all kinds of national periodicals responding to questions of the day.